I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, October 16th. There'll be no in-person learning today at North Quincy High School due to a water main break. The pipe burst under Hancock Street near the North Quincy T station just after 1 a.m., knocking out water service to the school and surrounding businesses. Hancock Street is closed from east-west Squantum Street to Newport Avenue Extension. Motorists are advised to seek alternate routes, and North Quincy High School students will be learning fully remote today. The Quincy Community Preservation Committee has approved Mayor Thomas Koch's request to buy the former Beachcomber nightclub on Quincy Shore Drive and a 3-acre piece of land on Harriet Avenue near the President's Golf Course. The committee agreed to spend $5 million for both properties. The city wants to create a passive park at the Beachcomber and keep Harriet Avenue open space. The plan now needs City Council approval. Quincy Zoning Board of Appeals has approved a plan for a 5-story, 40-unit condo complex on Old Colony Avenue. A developer wants to tear down a home and a commercial building to make way for the new development. The proposal still needs approval from the planning board. David Bowering of Quincy has been indicted by a Norfolk County grand jury for hitting and killing 72-year-old James Bushy of Quincy while Bushy was in a wheelchair. Bowering is facing his 5th drunk driving charge for that July crash on the southern artery at Falls Boulevard. Quincy remains in the yellow category under the state's coronavirus risk assessment map. There were 8 new cases confirmed yesterday, bringing the active case total to 64. There have been 135 deaths. Early voting begins in Quincy tomorrow. Voters may cast ballots at North Quincy High School in the gym from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. this weekend and next weekend, and during the week at Quincy City Hall from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. right through October 30th. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Updates for Friday, October 16th.